Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor. And I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product. And the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's a Money Monday. We've got a lot to talk about in the markets because they are off today. What does it all mean? David Fisher is here. Dr. Gina is here to weigh in on the headlines of the day. And we will dig deeper into the local governor's race along with the top story of the day, Brett versus Christine. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
People that have been his aides for years that have come out and said, the man in that accusation doesn't resemble anything about the man we know. So either they're all lying, or someone of the two of them are not telling
the truth. Or they both could be true.
Yep.
That's from earlier today. I was on Fox News with Melissa Francis in for the temporarily out Harris Faulkner, who did the big town hall meeting in Arizona last night for the Fox News channel. Anyway, good to have you with us. Welcome to Monday. Brand new, big, busy week underway. And the news is flying fast and furiously. Last night, in the prime time of the evening, the news cycle started getting even more sped up as Democrats began to really ratchet up the pressure on this issue of whether or not this anonymous person making these unfounded and undocumented claims about Judge Kavanaugh would come forward. And sure enough, she did. She unmasked herself after saying that she didn't want to. Now think about that. Someone who said, I don't want to be known, and then says, okay, I'll be known. Someone who told her counselor in 2012, 30 years after the supposed incident in 1982, 30 years later said, I totally repressed this. And then all of a sudden it came to me and there was these boys and they did this and that's that. But she didn't name Mr. Kavanaugh to that counselor. It's not in the notes of the session. And then somehow that turned into, and it was four people. And then in July, when she sent the letter to Dianne Feinstein, it turned into two people, of which Judge Kavanaugh was one of them. Judge Kavanaugh, on the other hand, is behaving exactly as someone who would be innocent would act. He released another statement today. This is a completely false allegation. You know what I love about this denial? He's either lying, and if he's lying about this, then I don't want him on the Supreme Court. So he's either telling a bold-faced lie and doubling down on it, or he's telling the truth. He says, this is a completely false allegation. I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone. Because this never happened, I had no idea who was making the accusation until she identified herself yesterday. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Because when it started getting floated last week that there was this letter and Feinstein was all, well, they can't say who that is. And he's like, I've never done anything like this. Well, how do you know? How do you know? I don't know who the person is because it never happened. That's the way an innocent person who had not done it would respond. The other thing they would do is they would make themselves available for cross-examination on the issue. What does he do in the next paragraph? I am willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee in any way the committee deems appropriate to refute this false allegation from 36 years ago and defend my integrity. That's a rock-solid denial. That's not, well, maybe I was drunk and lost my mind for a second. That's what Bill Clinton would say. No, that's not it. And it's not paying someone off. Judge Kavanaugh is like, look, my reputation, my role as a father and as a husband, it all rides on this. I didn't do it. And because I don't have any qualms about my conscience, I'll be glad to sit in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee and answer any questions they have about it. Because I didn't even know who it was until she said her name. That's his response to this. Her attorney is saying some things that don't quite fit with what she said before. Cut six.
Most victims of sexual assault and sexual violence never come forward. She came forward when she believed that it was her civic duty to alert her representative and then Senator Feinstein about her serious concerns. But she first came forward when the nominee's name was on a short list. And she came forward then because she was very concerned and she had information about serious misconduct that he engaged in when he was in high school that she thought had a significant bearing on his character.
Yeah, a bunch of that's not true. She didn't come forward when she was first bothered by this, because that was in 2012. That was 6 years ago. And if it was as she said it was in that counseling session that she had somehow not been able to remember any of this happening for 30 years after it happened, she said in her Washington Post interview, she was afraid he was going to kill her. So you don't tell anybody? Zero? I understand not going to law enforcement or being afraid of certain men in your life if you feel like a man has assaulted you. But you didn't confide in your mom, your best girlfriend, your sister. There was no one that you told anything about it to for 30 years. And the person that got it out of you was a therapist. when you were having marital problems? It doesn't seem to add up. Doesn't seem like behavior that would be consistent with the truth. Judge Kavanaugh's behavior seems to be consistent with the truth. Now, I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying if he lied, hear me clearly, if he lied, I want him out. But if she does not have, as Governor Huckabee said on the show on Friday, videotape evidence worthy and firsthand testimonies from angels who were in the room at the time, I mean, she needs to come up with something that corroborates something. And you know what's interesting about this is that when you have men who behave in this manner, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Bill Clintons, the kinds of people that do this kind of thing, there's always more than one. There's always more than one. I don't know Judge Kavanaugh personally, but I know quite a few people who do. And many of the people that I know who know him, I strongly believe in their integrity, and they strongly believe in his. Besides that, I watched him as a father at his announcement, at his hearings. I don't know how he kept his cool. I'd go up and punch those senators for some of the things they were saying. They're just so far out of bounds. Yet he never lost his cool. He doesn't appear to be a man who loses his temper. So she was afraid for her life. She was afraid he was going to kill her. This is what she said. That attorney, Deborah Katz, the attorney for the lady that's accusing Mr. Kavanaugh, she's a Democratic activist. Oh, and guess what? So is the woman accusing Mr. Kavanaugh. Why might she want to see Kavanaugh's nomination scuttled? Well, for one thing, she's a Bernie supporter. She's given lots of money to everything anti-Trump. She's opposed on policies on immigration. She teaches in a university. She speaks out against him in her class. Her students think she's kind of nuts. You should read her reviews by the college students that have taken her classes on the college's reviewable website. Pretty stunning stuff. So, Kev, what do you want to have happen? Well, I guess they're going to have to both be sworn in under oath and give their version of events. But I don't see how this disqualifies Judge Kavanaugh without evidence, without some sort of proof that he did what she said and that he's lied about it. Because I don't see that. Not yet. Not anywhere close to it yet. Coming up, Dr. Gina, Mark Molinaro, David Fisher, all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy news Monday. Glad you're here.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. The only twice-credentialed psychologist on air, Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Does Dr. Blasey believe that Judge Kavanaugh is fit to serve on the Supreme Court?
I think Dr. Blasey believes that he attempted to rape her when she was in high school, and that bears on his fitness and character.
I don't remember reading in the Constitution somewhere where George Stephanopoulos gets to ask some Democrat hack lawyer as to whether or not some professor of psychology gets to vet the Supreme Court nominee. I don't remember that part. Maybe I missed it. I don't know. I thought that was the Senate's job. And when you have a hard time remembering things from 36 years ago, like how many people were in the room or if you had a name or where it was or any of the rest of that. Anyway, we'll get into all this with Dr. Gina. But first, I want to make sure that you hear what the president has had to say about this. He responded not long ago. Take a listen.
He is somebody very special. At the same time, we want to go through a process. We want to make sure everything is perfect. Everything is just right. I wish the Democrats could have done this a lot sooner because they had this information for many months and they shouldn't have waited till literally the last days. They should have done it a lot sooner. But with all of that being said, we want to go through the process. One thing I will say is that, as I understand it, Judge Kavanaugh spent quite a bit of time with Senator Feinstein, and it wasn't even brought up at that meeting, and she had this information. So you would have thought certainly that she would have brought it up at the meeting, not wait till everything's finished and then have to start a process all over again. But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate and in their procedures and what they're doing. And I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll go through a process and hear everybody out. I think it's important. I believe they think it's important. But again, he is one of the great intellects and one of the finest people that anybody has known. You look at his references, I've never seen anything quite like it. So they'll go through that process and we'll get it done.
Yeah, so that was the president not long ago. Dr. Gina Loudon now joins us. And despite what some hacks in the media have been saying about her credentials, let me just tell you, she not only has a degree in education, but two of them in psychology and a Ph.D. in human behavior that is not pursued quite as well known in some places. But she is more than equipped to handle the question of human behavior here. And she rejoins us again. Dr. Gina, it's always good to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's great to be with you, Kevin. Yes, and I've definitely taken some of this heat from the left regarding their tweets. The president and people like Kevin Mitikola have tweeted over the weekend about me and had my back. I appreciate.
Yeah, and we're getting you in and out of cell zone area there, Dr. Gina, so hopefully this will hold up. Let's move to what the president let's not move to the president. Let's move to the psychology of this accuser. Dr. Gina, the facts are she forgot about it or didn't remember it or didn't talk about it or had no knowledge of it until 2012, 30 years after the event. Break this down for us from a psychological perspective.
Yeah, well, it is very interesting, Kevin, because this was regressive therapy. And, you know, there are articles, I'm looking at one from Psychology Today that says we don't repress painful childhood memories. You know, bits of hallucinations when we wake up during sleep paralysis can seem true, but often aren't. So this is a form of pop psychology, Kevin, that has been largely discredited. So the very fact that they're using, that she's using this to accuse this man decades later, it just is bizarre on its face to me. I have to say, I'm so proud of the president in this moment. He has been so forbearing, so respectful of women in this, giving her credibility that is probably not very well deserved. And yeah, I agree with him. We should hear her out. I have no problem with that. We should do it quickly and swiftly, and we should get back to the business of confirming Judge Kavanaugh.
So should this happen because I was on Fox today and Marianne Marsh was, you know, pounding her fist on the table. This should be a public thing. It should be under oath. It should be in front of cameras. Grassley has not made any commitment to doing it publicly. He's opened the idea to letting her be heard by the Judiciary Committee. But the truth is, Dr. Gina, Dianne Feinstein referred this to the FBI and they passed on it. So, you know, evidently the FBI didn't see much there. What's the appropriate pathway forward here?
Well, yeah, I agree that she, you know, she should have her chance to be heard. But I really am wondering if the FBI passed on it, then why would Congress or any members of the judiciary want this made public and to make a public spectacle in these waning hours? It just is all very suspect. Let's not forget that she is a supporter of Hillary Clinton and numerous other Democrat public officials. If there's a motive for her to be trying to dispel this candidate, Kavanaugh, for this nominee for Supreme Court, if there were ever a motive involved, you know, that's what I look at it. In my background, it's always motive. She has motive. She does not like President Trump. She has protested against him.
Right.
She has written things against him. She has every reason in the world to want to derail Kavanaugh at this moment in time. So it makes the timing suspect. Then there's the fact that she has zero corroborating evidence, including the guy that she says was there, who supposedly intervened and pulled, you know, the suspected Kavanaugh person off of her or whatever. And that person says he doesn't remember at all. Kavanaugh unequivocally denies the whole thing. There's no one corroborating her story except for her. There's zero evidence whatsoever except for a so-called repressed memory in what is debunked pop psych. So, Kevin, I don't know where to go with this. I mean, I get the being respectful thing, but at some point, Kevin, it's a great injustice to women who have really and truly been violated to give time and television air to someone who, you know, where there is just zero evidence. I would like to see more evidence.
I'm glad that you've said that. Let me, because it's important that you as a woman and you as a PhD said that on my air today. Let me ask you about one last thing, Dr. Gina Loudon, and that is the benefit or not benefit of a personal history, personal reputation, deep integrity. You know, we're willing to just like rip this guy's life apart at a moment's notice over something that can't even really be proven ever happened.
right. Where's the empathy for this man who, by all accounts, has lived a pretty solid life? And where's the empathy for his two young daughters who are having to watch this whole thing take place based on someone's repressed therapy memory? Where's the empathy for his wife? She's a woman. You know, I really, at a certain point, we've gone a little bit off the rails, I think, Kevin.
No, we totally have. We totally have. Mad Politics is her book, Dr. Gina Loudon, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. It's the day of the new high-tech lynching. That's what it is. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, there's one simple reason why we're doing the Decision 18 segments and highlights and focus every single day. It's because we do believe this is the most important midterm election of your lifetime. And there are some important races in this election coming up, not the least of which is the chief executive for the state of New York. Friends, if you want a different outcome in the state of New York, and who wouldn't want a different outcome? Who wouldn't want lower property taxes? Who wouldn't want a better MTA infrastructure? Do you love the subways? Are they working for you? They're not working for me. So as much as I would, you know, love to be able to pretend and say, hey, everything's great. We're just going to, you know, pretend like we don't see anything go forward. We can't live in that world. And there's real consequences to every vote that is cast. And someone who is asking for your vote, who wants to serve you differently than what you've been served, is Mark Molinaro, who rejoins us at the Decision 18 desk. Mark, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Hope you had a great weekend. Hey, listen, we're past the primary now. It looks like Cynthia Nixon's still on the ballot somewhere. But how does this race now change? What becomes different going forward between now and November for you personally?
Well, first, all of a sudden, the air has been, put back into the room, right? Until the primary, the media has been focused on Cynthia Nixon and Andrew Cuomo, and now we're given an opportunity to send our message. And frankly, New Yorkers should be a little bit concerned. This governor during the primary really lurched to the left and really embraced a lot of policies. Did everything that that we worry about. If you're concerned about property taxes, it's going to get worse. If you're concerned about the cost of government, it's going to get worse.
Well,
the MTA's functioning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that we need to. And we're having a little bit of dropout with your phone there, Mark. So I want to make sure we understand what you're saying. The issue is not making a decision, choosing not to decide, choosing to in some way take a pass or not get involved. Is making a decision that only leads to the worsening of things for every New Yorker.
Well, we saw it. We saw the policies coming out of this primary about government takeover of healthcare, continued expansion of state government. We already pay the highest taxes in America. We shoulder the highest burden of property taxes in America. We've got to confront that and really control state government and make it effective. And this governor has allowed for a corrupted administration that trades taxpayer resources for political contributions, and in the end, it's stealing from taxpayers. If you think the system is rigged against you, if you think the deck is stacked against New Yorkers, it's because it is. And this governor, after spending $26 million to win a primary, thinks that he is the government. Even in his victory lap after the primary, he's really just dismissed those who think that we're headed in the wrong direction, and we are.
Well, and I think that the average New Yorker understands that. When you hear the words come out of your own governor's mouth, America isn't great. She never was that great. There's a defeatist attitude in Andrew Cuomo's body language or purposeful communication, whatever the intent was as to why he would say such a thing. But I think the average New Yorker feels it even worse when they realize their governor thinks that way. I mean, repercussive effect of that, Mark, that is going to be reflected down to the voter.
It's shameful, but it's also arrogance. I mean, it is also the assumption that the only person that's right is him. And we've seen this time and time again. Whether it's trading $1 billion, right, of taxpayer resources for millions in campaign contributions in Buffalo, or it's the shameful way he ended this primary with this anti-Semitic piece of mail that went out that one of his top lieutenants actually proofread, who, by the way, also happens to be, in essence, a lobbyist and a connection back to the administration. They think that they can say or do anything, and the voters aren't going to hold them accountable. And New Yorkers have to take that power back. We have to say, at the end of the day, we want a government that's as honest and decent as we are and that focuses on the real problems facing real people. I want to invest in infrastructure. I want us to be able to reduce property taxes. I want the transit system to run effectively. I want us to grow real, meaningful jobs, not not trade away taxpayer dollars for political contributions, which we've seen over the last 7 years.
Well, and all of this, supposedly, Mark, is his, launch pad for a presidential run. And it'd be nice if you just had a senator and a governor in Gillibrand and Cuomo that were just focused on serving New Yorkers instead of higher aspirations elsewhere. I'll give you the last word.
And that's it. He said during the debate, God would have to strike him dead before he'd run for president. Yet yesterday, one of his top aides wrote a pretty decent op-ed talking about how he's going to be a national leader. Listen, New Yorkers need a governor focused on them and the problems and the struggles that we face. I will be that governor.
All right. Mark Molinaro, follow him on Twitter at Mark Molinaro, and MolinaroForNewYork.com is where you can give a gift to his campaign. And I would encourage you to do that. Mark, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, we're going to take a look at the money for this Monday. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like, really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Look around, look around.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
His name is David Fisher, and he joins us every Monday to chat about the markets and what's going on, and to give you a chance to win a $20 one-ounce gold piece that dates from 1915 and has a nice little value attached to it. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, David, it's a brand new week. Lots of discussion, mostly about this Kavanaugh stuff and things today. That doesn't really, I guess, impact the markets all that much. But they are off a bit today. What's causing the indigestion for the markets on this Monday?
Well, it's really two things, Kevin. It's the 10-year anniversary of the massive fall of Lehman Brothers, which triggered a great recession, and everybody's kind of looking through the rearview mirror and assessing, you know, where we're at in reference to that. That's one component. And the other component is tariffs. Will we have them? Won't we have them? And so those are the two topics that honing in today that's causing the market to pull back a little bit. And in reference to the first one, though, you know, there's a lot of more news coming out from very well-respected billionaires saying, and economists saying, we haven't come that far in 10 years, and we are expecting something of a different result, but doing the same thing.
So if that's the case, then how do we turn a corner here? Or is this just what we're stuck with as we head into this part of the year?
Well, it's not a stuck with it. President Trump is at the helm, and he's trying to fix it. But, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. And like he said, a lot of things should have been taken care of decades ago. This is a spending problem. When you look at the numbers, and this is what the economists are coming out, and just even, tons of articles are coming out just this last week talking about it because of the 10-year anniversary. They're looking at the debt. A classic example, the GDP is up 38%, while the spending is up 122%. So for every dollar we bring in, we spend $3. It's a recipe for financial disaster, and that's where we're headed. So we got to get the spending under control, and even Larry Kudlow said that today in an interview. So that's the problem. It's not been addressed. It's going to cause some problems, and that's why you diversify into metals.
Yeah. Let's talk about tariffs. What's the latest there? $200 billion has been mentioned in China. It seems like they're delayed. What's happening?
It's a ping-pong conversation. Nothing's been settled, although when President Trump was being interviewed on about Judge Kavanaugh, the question was asked, will we have tariffs? And he says, you're going to hear a big announcement that will bring a lot of money into the coffers, American coffers, he's referring his terminology, saying that it's going to happen after the market. So here shortly, we're going to hear an announcement from President Trump, probably $200 billion, probably 10% tariffs, and probably cause severe market reaction towards the downside in China reacting towards America. Those probably will be the sentiments.
All right. Well, we'll see if that is in fact the case. Let's talk a little bit about this coin that you're giving away on December the 9th. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. If people want to see it, they can go to the website. But we've got this contest. We're giving away this $20 one-ounce 1915 coin. Tell us a little bit about the history of what it was like back in 1915.
Well, 1915, imagine a loaf of bread costing 7 cents, a dozen eggs costing 34 cents, and milk costing 9 cents. The average a wage was $687 a year. Buying a house cost $3,200, and a car was $2,000 typically. So things were a lot different. The national debt, for the first time, hit $3 billion. Not trillion, billion. Only $3 billion. It took us 67 years to reach a trillion. Now we have a $1 trillion deficit every year in our budget, and the national debt is growing over at $1 trillion. So things are quite different in our money system.
Well, if that's the case, then what's the significance of the why are we giving a 1915 coin away?
It's all about creating America great, and the Panama Canal represents opening trade, and that was celebrated in the United States in San Francisco, where this coin was minted in 1915. So that's where we're giving away this coin, because a $20 bill and a $20 gold coin at one point in 1915 were the same value, and you could buy a brand new suit, a man's suit. But today, you can't buy my tie that I'm wearing today for $20. Paper money devalues. Gold holds its money, its value, and hedges against devaluation. And the biggest devaluation has come when we've had the biggest debt in increases. So if the debt continues to rise, that means the devaluation of the dollar has to happen. So this is why you hedge against that by owning gold.
Yeah. Well, and friends, there's nowhere else that I would recommend you to investigate how diversified you are and what protections your portfolio has than Landmark Capital. They have been helping my listeners now for over 2 years. When people understand that their portfolio is a complex organism and there's a lot of different weaknesses and strengths to it, David can help you sit there and he'll help you go through it and understand it, and then may spot some areas and say, you know, this is an area that we could shore up for you here. But you're not going to know that unless you call and ask them about your personal custom blueprint, your financial blueprint, which they will offer to you at no cost. They also have some other resources for you. There's one, the 2018 Survival Guide, which you can still get. It's updated. It's got the newest white papers in it. It's got the newest newsletters in it. And the newsletter, which comes out, of course, every month. The brand new one is Tariffs, the Untold Story, Part 2. It's going to talk about some facts about trade and tariffs and why this impacts your money. This is all about your money every time that we get together. But that's a financial survival packet, $189 value, free if you enter the contest. 844-604-2575 is the office number. You can also just get online to am970theanswer.com and fill out the survey there where you see the Landmark Capital graphic. That's 844-604-2575. Or online, just click the big gold coin at am970theanswer.com. But I would really encourage you to enter this contest, because if you win, not only are you going to get the gold coin, but you're also going to get a really cool book that describes the value of different coins in the precious metals world and help you understand their value more. And you'll get a custom sit down with David Fisher. He'll go through your financial blueprint with you personally and give you some opportunity to consult with him about what your current strategies are and where they're at and what you may be doing right or wrong or how you can improve it. It's all part of the Great Fall contest. And you can enter 844-604-2575, landmarkgold.com, or go to am970theanswer.com. David Fisher, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Kevin.
All right. Get online and register today for your chance to win. Kevin McCullough, final thoughts coming back on this big news day. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's $100,000 or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, And I said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product. And the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're really grateful to have you with us every single day. Thank you for telling your friends. And when you want the breaking news on the biggest stories of the day, thank you for keeping us on your radio. That's why we're here. We believe in broadcasting, not podcasting. Now, we want you to listen to our podcast. Don't get us wrong. But we don't think that you should put on a podcast in place of a broadcast. We think that you should actually have a newsworthy breaking news broadcast every single day. And that's why we do it this way. So earlier today, I was on the Fox News Channel. Melissa Francis in for Harris Faulkner and Marianne Marsh, who I hadn't been on with for a long, long time, arguing that Kavanaugh is just a dirty dog. And this needs to be something that makes him look terrible and goes away. Cut two.
I would ask both of you, does it matter if it happened in high school?
It always matters. And I think in this case, there's been a pattern of questions about Brett Kavanaugh's unwillingness to put information out there about himself, the documents regarding his service during the Bush White House, a number of questions he didn't answer well or declined to answer, including some he answered in private but wouldn't answer in public. And then you look at the rollout and how he was introduced, the fact that he coached CYO basketball team with girls and that they came to his hearing, his colleagues coming out and saying he was a great mentor, the two ads that were cut for him, both by women attesting to his mentorship and
his coaching.
You think
all those people were lying?
Well, no, I think it looks more like an innocuous now than maybe a definition of who he was.
Stop, stop. So that's the left's explanation. That all of that was a premise. It was all an act of deception. Because what they now need you to believe is that Brett Kavanaugh is a evil, evil man. That he's somehow scheming underneath all of this to have covered up something that he did not even know happened and something that he did not even know the person making the accusation who it was until she revealed who she was. See, how could it have been an inoculation, Marianne? That doesn't make sense. How could it have been a something that was set off ahead of time? There was no expectation that this was going to come. See, I believe that Judge Kavanaugh is acting the way an innocent man does. First of all, his integrity has been challenged. And so he wants the chance to defend that vigorously. That's why he's willing to go back to the Senate Judiciary Committee and do something unprecedented. Deal with this kind of flea market hoedown accusation in a way, in a fashion that no Supreme Court justice ever has. Unless you recall what the Democrats did with Clarence Thomas. They got Anita Hill to come and talk about hairs that were found on Coke cans. But in reality, it was as Clarence Thomas said, it's a high-tech lynching. It's what you do to people that defy the leftist activist court mentality. And friends, I have to tell you, the high-tech lynchings aren't dead. They're very much alive. But I believe, like Thomas, Kavanaugh will be confirmed. I'm Kevin McCullough.